Happy holidays and welcome to Every Day's a Holiday. I'm Gavin.
And I'm Megan.
And welcome to Every Day's a Holiday, where we celebrate the holidays that don't matter and we ignore the ones that do.
Wow, that's a catchphrase if I ever heard one.
That should be our motto.
Yeah, you know, that's really going to rope in a lot of listeners. I love it. Yep, we're going to ignore all the major holidays.
Well, it's more fun to talk about the small ones. The silly ones.
The less well-known.
Yeah, the satirical holidays.
Satirical, I like that. That's good. Yeah, so, yeah, let's go with that one.
And I'm already ready for bed. It's the beginning of a new week, and I'm already ready to go to sleep. But we are going to cover the week of February 26th through March the 4th, 2018. So we are moving right along into a new month, third month. We're on a roll, Megan. I feel like we just got started with the season two, and we're already almost into double digits for this season.
I know. The year is flying by. Which is kind of scary, but also super exciting.
Yeah, we're getting closer to spring, so I'll definitely go for that. That makes me happy.
Yes, agreed. As soon as it's spring, summer, then I'm all for it. But then it'll be fall again, and then it'll be winter. But it's okay, because then it'll be spring. And we'll just keep going.
You're giving me seasonal whiplash here.
Oh. Sorry. Well, let's just stay in spring then. It's springtime and
close. It's still kind of winter.
Well, let's just keep crushing my dreams. I mean, it's okay. I'll get over it. It is springtime in my world.
Okay. All right. And we don't want to crush anybody's dreams except for Megan's. Uh-huh. So if you want to catch all of our episodes, you want to go online. Well, you can check us out on Facebook, first of all. Every Day's a Holiday. And you can find our links there. But you can also get to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, or the Stitcher app. So those are all places you can go to listen to us. And we thank you for listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah. If you hate your format that you're on right now, we've got lots of options. But for Pete's sake, just pick one.
For Pete's sake. Just pick one. Why do you say for Pete's sake, Megan?
Because. Sorry, I've been doing this thing lately. Well, actually, I've done it for a while where I say things, but I don't actually finish my sentence because I totally blank. But I'm saying for Pete's sake. Oh, sank. Pete's sake.
Pete's sake. Well, somebody better go into the water and hit him then.
I'm making everything I say lately a tongue twister also. Okay, so I am saying for Pete's sake because February 26th is National for Pete's Sake Day.
Is this about a guy named Pete? Is it?
So, here's the spiel. Here's the down low on this holiday. It was created by Thomas and Ruth Roy of... Wellcat, our favorite. We love Wellcat. They're just the bomb. So the phrase for Pete's sake is a minced oath. It's a euphemistic saying where words that are more acceptable to society replace other words. So minced oaths have actually been used for centuries. And for Pete's sake, from what they found, originally was being used in the 1920s. And then there was an older version for The Love of Pete, which was recorded in print in 1918.
I like that one so much better, For the Love of Pete.
See, yeah, I don't know why, but it just kind of sounds weird to me. Maybe because Pete's sake, for Pete's sake, like I've heard that one more.
Yeah.
You know? But this phrase, it kind of course, you know, expresses frustration or irritation or annoyance. Another phrase that maybe you've heard a lot is for pity's sake. So that is one of the speculations of why it changed to Pete is just because pity and Pete both start with the letter
P. They start with P.
Yeah. So that's one of the speculations.
I'm learning my alphabet again here recently because Lily's learning the alphabet.
Good. That's always a thing that you need to refresh, you know? True, though. I don't know about you, but I still sing the alphabet a lot of the time when I need to remember.
When you need to alphabetize something.
Exactly. But here's another speculation for where Pete originated from.
Where did he come from?
Some people speculate that it's referring to Saint Peter. I don't know why. But that was one of the other, you know, guesses. And then here are a few other examples of minced oaths for crying out loud. Heard that one quite often. And this one's one of my favorites. Sugar. My boss says sugar all the time when she,
sugar,
you know,
as opposed to saying like the S word, the other S word.
I guess so. I guess so. But it makes me giggle when people use sugar as kind of a, not a bad word, but as a oops, I messed up kind of word, or oh, that's not how I wanted that, you know, to go kind of thing.
So another one would be like, shut the front door.
Yeah, that is one. That's maybe a little bit more a contemporary, newer one, but.
Well, I'm just going to keep saying for Pete's sake throughout the whole episode then.
For Pete's sake.
See, I thought maybe you were going to say it was a charity where we were trying to support Pete.
Oh, nope.
Like maybe Pete has some kind of cancer or something. We're trying to help him out.
Nope, this is not. We are not asking for anyone's money or anything really at all. This is just a thing.
Except to keep it clean, right? We want to mince it. We want to mince our words and not get too dirty with it.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
We want it to be child friendly.
That's one way to word it. Yes. Minced words. Minced garlic is what I think of. But,
or you could mince just about anything, right? I mean, you could mince strawberries, for instance. Would that be, maybe if you're putting it into a shake or something?
It'd be kind of weird, but I guess, you know, there are no rules when you're an adult.
A strawberry salad. They have strawberry salads, right? You could make a strawberry salad.
Ooh.
Or strawberry shortcake.
Wow, Gavin, what's with the obsession of strawberries here?
Well, because that's my middle name. Gavin Strawberry. February 27th is National Strawberry Day. So we're moving on to the 27th, nearly the last day of the month already. And we're celebrating the most popular fruit in the world.
The world. The world.
The world.
The world. Okay, now do you have like statistics to back this up? Did you do research?
Yeah, we polled the 100 people. And 100 out of all those people, out of all those people, you know, it's the Family Feud version. We polled 100 people to ask what your favorite fruit is. And the most popular fruit, number one, ding, 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 strawberries.
I wasn't invited to the screening of people, this survey, this testing. So I gotta see it to believe it.
For Pete's sake, Megan, just believe me. Just believe me.
Okay, I guess I'll just go with it for like 2 seconds.
So strawberries are very popular. And also, just FYI, they are very hardy. They'll grow in almost any environment. That, you know, all over the, not any environment, like, you know, you need water and sunlight and stuff, but they grow in places all over the world. And actually, garden strawberry plants came to North America in the 1750s as a gift from Chile.
Oh.
And also, strawberries are the first fruit to ripen every year. They're called the taste of spring. So, see, we do have sort of a spring connection here. Yeah, so it makes sense that we celebrate it so early in the year because they're the first fruits to actually show up every year.
Wow. I feel like I'm learning a lot. Strawberries I never really ate because my mom's really allergic to strawberries.
So it's not the most popular fruit in your house.
No, see, that's why I was very skeptical because Like, I like strawberry flavored things, but we like never had strawberry stuff because my mom.
Well, you have a strawberry milkshake. I'm sure the strawberry salad, I think, would be pretty cool. That's minced the strawberries and then, you know, strawberry shortcake. Have you ever had strawberry shortcake?
No.
Strawberry cheesecake. Strawberries just by themselves.
I don't like strawberries by themselves. Ew.
Strawberry jelly.
Oh, that sounds good.
Strawberries and cream. I don't know. There's tons of stuff. And remember, if you're trying to make something with strawberries in it, if you can't find fresh strawberries at the store, you can always substitute in dried or frozen strawberries. One other little fact I had about strawberry plants is they need lots of sun and also sandy soil.
Oh, sandy soil.
Yeah. Say that five times fast times. Sun and sandy soil. Sun and sandy soil.
Sun and sandy soil. Sun and sandy soil. Sun and sandy soil. Sun and sandy soil.
Strawberries. Or sun and sandy soil sustain strawberries. There we go.
You lost five times me. Fast. You know, tongue twisters are not my... Oh my gosh. Gavin, why are we playing this game? Because I can't even say like regular words.
But okay. So that's... that's a good tongue twister for you for National Strawberry Day. And I just wanted to say, have a very happy National Strawberry Day.
Oh,
from us to you.
Okay. Very happy. I love it. How punny.
Yeah, thank you.
How punny. Hey, you know, though, I think, like, as much as I like strawberries, aren't they really full of sugar?
They're like fruit sugars, though, not like the bad sugars.
But they're sugary. They'll make your...
Yeah.
Like, if you have too much natural sugar, it'll still make your teeth fall out.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. I believe one thing I saw that was very interesting is that people would use strawberries back in the ancient times. They thought that it whitened their teeth.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not making that fact up.
I mean, I believe it. That sounds about right. And I think I've seen stuff about that because, you know, I like all that holistic crap. And
yeah.
I probably shouldn't call it holistic crap. But, you know, I like all that stuff.
They also believed ancient Romans were the people that were so interested in the strawberries. And they believed that strawberries could cure fevers, fainting, inflammation, and several other ailments.
Oh.
And they used them for teeth whitening.
They use a lot of natural, like a lot of stuff that we only think of using it for one purpose can be used for multiple.
And that's the thing, though. In today's society, we don't use strawberries to white our teeth. We do other stuff. What else do we use? We use
coconut oil. You know, even if you do lose your teeth, it's okay because if you, you know, you eat too much strawberries and get all that natural sugar and accidentally get cavities and you rot your teeth out, but you can just put them under your pillow and maybe the tooth fairy will bring you some money so you can buy some nice dentures because you ate too much sugar and rotted your teeth out. But money, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that sounded really sad. Anyway, February 28th is National Tooth Fairy Day.
Awesome. So this is the day that we celebrate the Tooth Fairy or that we try and catch the Tooth Fairy or...
I mean, if
you... Is this the only day that you're allowed to lose your teeth?
Yeah, pretty much. All other times you just gotta like hold them in there. Don't let them fall. No, today is just kind of celebrating like the fun tradition of the Tooth Fairy, you know? The Tooth Fairy... It evolved with a group of healthcare fairies, I'm using quotations, during the mid-1920s. What happened were kids were being encouraged through, like, advertisements to get healthy, you know, eat their veggies, brush their teeth, go outside. So there were, like, bath fairies to encourage good hygiene.
What?
And then there was, like, the fairy wand tooth whitener stuff that was, like, supposed to encourage that. But then it really, really came, the tooth fairy really, like, came to life in 1927 when Esther Watkins Arnold created an 8-page playlet that was called the Tooth Fairy Playlet.
Never mind.
What?
Just keep going. Just keep going. No. What's up?
Is that how you say that?
So, I don't know. Playlet? I guess so. It just makes me think of platelet, like in the blood.
Ew.
And then I'm just wondering. Ugh. Yeah, I'm getting all these tooth, bloody teeth.
Okay.
Associations and.
So.
Like, wasn't there a horror movie called The Tooth Fairy?
I believe it. But I don't know.
I know there was a movie with Dwayne Johnson as a tooth fairy. Called The Tooth Fairy. That's one you could watch today, right?
Oh. I'm trying to picture it in my head.
Nope. He's like a hockey guy. He's like a hockey player.
Yes!
But he ends up having to be a tooth fairy for a while.
Yes. I remember that. Yes, I do. But I don't remember it like well enough to actually have anything like productive to say about it. Back to like kind of the history of it.
Yeah, sorry. I took us off on a...
That's okay. I love a good tangent. So around the time that Esther Watkins Arnold, you know, released, kind of brought the Tooth Fairy to life, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle started claiming that fairies and gnomes were real, and he published pictures of two girls surrounded by verified fairies.
Shut the front door.
Yes. So like that all went down and he was like, they're real. So then Esther Watkins Arnold, her play started performing it in schools, and children started putting their, you know, little teeth. That's so creepy. They started, you know, taking their lost teeth, then they'd lose them, and they'd put them under their pillows and hope for a visit from the Tooth Fairy.
How did the parents, I feel like this is all such a weird, random thing, you know, like how did the, I guess kids don't keep good secrets. I was going to say, like, how did the parents know that they needed to put money under the pillow and take the tooth out? But if there was a young kid...
Yeah.
That, like, lost their tooth, and they're going to try and hide it to see if the Tooth Fairy brings money, then they're not going to be like, I'm not going to tell mom and dad.
Or, no, they're going to tell mom and dad first.
Like, mom, I'm going to put it under there, and then the Tooth Fairy will leave me money.
Yep, pretty much.
So how do you, so my question is, I mean, it depends from family to family, I think, but even, like, in the, I don't remember what, it's been so long for us since I was, like, a kid. But Jessica has talked about how, because she has three other siblings. Mm-hmm. So she says that when her brother was old enough to be losing teeth, that the inflation on the Tooth Fairy had gotten, you know what I mean? Like, her brother was getting more money per tooth than she would get per tooth 10 or 15, like 12 years ago, whatever it was.
Ooh.
So my question is, with that in mind, my question is, if the kids are the ones that sort of brought this in from their schools and their tales or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they convinced the parents that that's what was going to happen, then who was it that decided what the value per tooth was?
Ooh.
The parents or the kids?
I think it's parents.
You think so? Is
yeah.
there a big black market for tooth? For I guess it'd be the white market.
Ooh, what do parents do with those teeth?
I'd make a necklace.
It's disgusting. That's so
creepy. All my kids' teeth.
That is so creepy. Stop. No. I wonder.
Lily has, I think, 8 teeth in there now. Obviously, they're all baby teeth, but she's not a little bit too little to be losing them yet.
Yeah, she's still got a while, but I am wondering. Wow. I'm so curious right now. It's kind of creepy. But, I just remember writing a letter to the Tooth Fairy being like, I would much rather get like a new Barbie than all this money. Man, if I could go back and shake my younger self and be like, you'll regret this.
Or just go back and get the money and then.
Oh, yeah. Steal it from the little me. Push the little me down and take my money.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, I would manage it better now than I did back then.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't buy that new Barbie. Unless maybe you bought. Okay, so if you could go back in time and just change one thing, picture this. So you go back in time and you get that money for that Barbie doll from the Tooth Fairy, and then you tell your younger self to not open the box. And then now you've got a Barbie doll that's probably worth a little bit of money.
Ooh.
And then you could sell it, and then you could get the money.
Wow, that's actually it's a real business-minded thing to do. Maybe I'll wait, I can't do that. This is not realistic at all. What am I saying?
Holy hot dog.
Holy hot dog. Well, that was a good possibility, but never gonna happen because we cannot time travel.
Darn.
Time to move on, but we can keep going
Fine.
forward.
That's a sort of time travel.
Yeah, let's travel into the future, but just like the next month kind of future.
March. March.
Marching into March.
Oh, March. A lot of rain, right? Isn't it? Oh, April showers. March. What does March have then?
March
Madness.
Madness. That's actually exactly what it is. March
Okay,
Madness.
so March, for month-long holidays, we have a couple. We have National Women's History Month. We also have National Irish American Heritage Month, and this was designated by Congress in 1995. It's been celebrated back as far back as 1991. Obviously, March is perfect for Irish American Heritage Month because St. Patrick's Day is coming up in just a few weeks.
Oh boy, Saint Patty.
So we're going to be wearing green
Green. That's so true. Oh
on the
gosh, I don't
podcast.
own a lot of green. Oh.
And then it's also Music in Our Schools Month. This one was started by a organization that I am very familiar with because Jessica's a member, called NAFME. That's National Association for Music Education.
Okay.
Music ed, basically. And they always have their Music in Our Schools Month in March. Originally, it was only a statewide advocacy day in New York, and they celebrated it back in 1973. But by 1985, it was celebrated around the country and throughout the whole month.
Wow.
So that's another one that we celebrate throughout the month of March. And then as we continue to go into March, what some people may be looking forward to, unlike me, probably, and you too, Megan, is spring break. It's coming up for people who are in school. Would be nice.
Yeah, wanted it though.
And here's what you can do. If you're going on spring break, or maybe you get vacation days coming up, I'm going to say this. This is going to come out a lot meaner sounding than I mean it to. But Megan, you don't have anybody to go on vacation with.
I got friends, you hobo.
So you can plan a solo vacation.
Oh, I see where we're going with this. Okay.
And today, yeah, I don't mean you don't have anybody, but let's just say this. It'd be a lot easier for you to go on vacation by yourself without anybody than for me to try and go on vacation by myself. Do you realize how much trouble I'd get into
That's
if
true.
I just disappeared and Jessica called me up and she's like, "Where are you?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I took a vacation. I'm in New York." She's like, "What?"
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like my like if I don't like call off work, I'll probably get in a little bit of trouble, but like
You could get fired.
yeah, but like
They're gonna say, "Shut the front door.
shut
Where's
the
Megan?"
Yeah, so I mean, you make a good point. Okay, I see where we're going with this. All right.
And so today's a day for you and people like you, who, are thinking about traveling alone to plan a trip. Because if you see, if you don't have a traveling companion, you can really get out there. Think about it. It makes it a lot easier for you to sort of immerse yourself in the culture that you're visiting. If you're visiting a foreign culture or a language, learn the language easier because you have to communicate with other people. And you are interacting with others constantly. And also, you can just go out and you don't have to, if you want to wake up at 5 in the morning and go out and run on the beaches in Italy, then you can do that. Or, if you want to stay out late, nobody's going to complain and say they want to go to bed. You know what? Like, you could just change your plans at a moment's notice, and it doesn't matter what the other people think because, it's just you.
You make a very good point. I am a free bird.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
Free bird.
Free bird. Except I...
Sorry, I play in a band, and so a lot of times, like, people want you to play Freebird, and then just people shout it just as a request song, like, all the time. At least once at every gig we've ever played at.
Really?
Yeah. So you're a Freebird.
I am, though.
And you can go visit wherever you want. So this, so today, March 4th, Tongue Twisters Day. March 1st is plan a solo vacation day. This is not the day for you to go out and do your vacationing. This is just the planning stages.
Mm, I gotcha. Okay.
So get busy, Megan.
I'm on it. Okay.
You're going to let us know where you go.
Okay.
And, you know, the cool thing, I was talking about going to Italy or somewhere, you mm-hmm. know, but if you go to what we call the old world, I always loved things in Europe and places like that because there's not a whole lot of history in America. I mean, mm-hmm. past like the past 200 years and then, you know, for 400 years, maybe if you go back to colonial times, but not a whole lot of like really old stuff. But if you go to Europe, you can see buildings and cathedrals and things that were built in like the 1000 AD, whatever, like ancient stuff. Yeah. Really, really old stuff.
Ah, history. And that's perfect because my solo vacation can just like go all the way into, well, I guess I'm just planning it, but I could plan it for March 2nd, you know.
You could go the next day.
Go yeah. the next day, and that's National Old Stuff Day, so I can just go check out a bunch of old stuff.
The way I thought you were going to say it was National Old Spice Day. Obviously, I knew where you were going because the I set up the transition for you, but I just thought you were going to say it's National Old Spice Day, and I was like,
I wish I would what? Have. Dang it, that's okay. Opportunity missed, but it will present itself again. But it is March 2nd is National Old Stuff Day, so. There wasn't a lot on this holiday, but basically it's a day to give notice to old stuff and also to try something new, though. So actually what I found is on this day you're supposed to break out of old routines and try something new. So there's a saying, same old, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, I've... feel like it's
you don't like to call anything old.
Well, no, I feel like you say same old when like things just never change, you know, when it's like a repeated something that just keeps like it's an old way of doing things and you just
like the Groundhog Day.
Yeah, just keeps going. So ultimately you're in charge of how you spend your time so you can change up your day and look at what you do every day, so recognize the things that you normally do, whether that's like working out or sitting on your phone and social media for like 5 hours like me, or like, you know, little things, watching Netflix or, I don't know, just staring off into space. I don't know what people do, but you can look at...
Stare off into space.
I don't know. Some people might be real spacey, you know, and they just like... get lost in their own thoughts. And then they wasted like 12 hours where they could have been working at a job to pay their bills. You know? So,
yeah, you probably need to pay your bills. I'm yes, just going to say
that. Yes, that is one thing. Please don't change that. Please continue to pay your bills so you don't get like evicted. But just think about everything, like the things that you do daily and think, is there a better, more efficient way to do the things I'm doing? Is there like a better way you can drive to work? A less stressful way to do something. Try and remove some stress from your life. So, it's kind of just a little like, hey, what can you do to improve your life? What old routines need to go?
And what new routines can you put in their place?
Yes. And then, hopefully this will lead you to feel a little happier.
Yeah. Oh, is that your transition?
Yeah, sorry. It just flowed so well that I was like, wow, I see this opportunity and I want to take it.
Well, I want you, Megan, to be happy.
Thanks, Gavin.
I will Take your, I will take your, yeah, contrary to my making fun of you for not having anybody to go on vacation with.
Yeah.
You thought I didn't want you to be happy, but. So March 3rd is known as I Want You to Be Happy Day.
That's so nice.
And so, yeah, so this holiday is, again, sort of just a moment for us to be thoughtful of other people, to be unselfish, selfless, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a chance to think about others instead of ourselves. So there's not a whole lot of history for I Want You to Be Happy Day. But they do say online just not to just wish for other people's happiness. Megan, I want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not doing anything about it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you so you want to do something for other people, take time to figure out some way to make other people actually happy. Make somebody's day better. Bake somebody cookies or give a gift or send a card. Pay for somebody's groceries or rake your neighbor's leaves. Anything. Something like that just to help out those around you.
That's so sweet. I like that. That's legit, though. Because so many times we do tell people, like, yeah, I want you to be happy. And, like, I'm super happy for you and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But we very rarely do we make the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So that's really all that this is. It's just a day for you to think about others instead of yourself.
Yeah, I like that. That's legit.
So there,
too legit to quit.
I'm glad you like it. I want I want you to be happy, Megan.
Okay, we're like, just taking this.
I want you to like the holidays that we talk about on this podcast.
Yeah, this is... We're just taking it a step too far here, but just kidding. No. Well, Gavin, I also want you to be happy, and, you know, then just... You can just dance it out.
I don't know if that would make me happy.
Oh. Really?
I don't... Well, you like dancing. I don't like dancing.
I do like dancing. Okay.
So make you happy, and I will sit and watch you dance it out, okay?
Okay. Waltz it out. Well, everybody... You know, that's the... I feel like people love dancing, but they don't like other people to see them dance. You know what I mean? Like, if there was just music playing and, like, you were alone, you're just, like, jamming out, wouldn't you, like, dance...
I like Lily to see me dance because it makes her laugh, but that's about it.
That's sweet. That's a good dad. That's a good dad. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm still on the dance train. I think dancing is one of the like funnest things ever, but that's just my personal opinion. So March 4th is definitely a holiday that is in my top faves. It's National Dance the Waltz Day.
Dance the Waltz. So do you like the waltz?
So I kind of do, because we did like a little basic waltz when I was taking dance growing up. And it's just a classic. Like, so the waltz evolved from folk dances in Austria and Germany in the mid-18th century. Waltzes were very popular in Vienna in the early 19th century, and then they spread to the rest of Europe. So the original form of the waltz, it was like the very, very basic beginning waltz, was first used by 13th century peasants in Germany. Isn't that crazy? Like, we see waltz, I think of the waltz as, like, a really classic, like...
A fancy, yeah.
Da-da, but...
And it was a peasants.
Yeah, it started off with peasants in Germany.
They just had a lot of style, those German peasants.
They did, though. They did. And I act like I know exactly what the German peasants were like. But I don't. I do know that they devised, like, folk dance that was created different from all court dances that were popular at that time. So they made something that was like a little different, and that's kind of how the waltz was born. It was filled with rolls and glides and turns. And then, okay, so eventually it was turned into a dance called Weller. And then in France, they used a form, like a waltz form called Nizarda. And I'm sure.
Oh, I love these names.
I'm sure, though, that I just pronounced that wrong because, like, French is a very difficult language. So I don't know, like.
So if that was in France, I'd call it Nizadieu.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, you know, you might be right. That sounded more legit than mine did. So I'm going to.
Or if it was from Italy, it would be like, it would rhyme with lasagna. It'd be Nizarda.
What was that? What was the Nizarda? That kind of sounded like a video game, like Warrior or something. But
like, I don't. Yeah, Nizarda. You have to fight the big battle with Nizarda.
Yeah, that's what it seriously sounds like. You're saying a video game hero. However, okay, so back to the waltz, though.
Yeah, back to the waltz.
If you don't know how to waltz, learn.
Wow.
I mean, learn, like, today to celebrate this.
Can you celebrate National Waltz Day by, is it National Waltz Day? National Dance the Waltz Day, sorry. Can you celebrate National Dance the Waltz Day by watching somebody else dance a waltz? Mm. Or does it have to be you did doing the dancing?
You know, I want to say it has to be you doing the dancing, but I would say if you would find more joy watching waltz, you know, a waltz, then just mm-hmm. watch it.
I definitely would.
Okay, well, you just look up the famous waltzers and watch them waltz it out.
The famous waltzers. See them do the Weller and the Nizarda. Nizadu.
I like it. I like the French pronunciation. But yeah, and I think we need to just kind of like waltz on out of this episode because we're done with this week.
That was quick. It seems like we got into March and we got out real, well, not in, out of March, but out of the week real quick.
Yeah, so flew by.
What have we got? We've got plenty of stuff next week that we're going to celebrate. National Cheese Doodle Day. National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day and National Be Nasty Day are all next week. I think probably Be Nasty Day would be my wife being nasty to me because I was eating cheese doodles and white chocolate cheesecake because she's not allowed to have any of those things with her diet that she's on.
Aww, yeah, that is kind of.
I will say I got to eat one of her cookies that, so with her diet, little tangent here, she gets one day a week for the next couple of weeks where she gets to eat for every meal. She gets to eat one like quote unquote fatty carb. So she gets to eat like a piece of white bread or a waffle or an English muffin. And so one of her recipes that she did was she made a batch of double chocolate chip cookies with all these like apple sauce and all this weird stuff in there. And I ate one this afternoon because she can only have one for the whole week,
uh-huh.
but she made like 10 cookies, so I ate one and they're really, really good. I'm probably gonna go in there and eat another one before I go to bed tonight.
Oh my gosh, I love cookies.
Because she can only eat, she literally, she's like, just eat the rest of them because I can't eat but the one. So
oh my gosh, stop.
But anyway, so next week we're gonna talk about chocolate cheesecake and being nasty, hopefully not too nasty.
Yeah, let's, yeah.
And we'll have to clean it up.
Yeah, we'll keep it clean. Keep it clean. And if you want to send us some chocolate chip cookies, now you got me thinking about chocolate chip cookies. Just kidding. We're eating healthy. Well, I'm eating healthy. So if you want to come back with us next week, hopefully, yeah, I got nothing. Sorry, I totally zoned out because now I'm thinking about chocolate chip cookies. What the heck, Gavin?
You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, Stitcher, or the Facebook, of course. And go online and like us, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And we will be back to celebrate with you next week. It's a jolly holiday with you.